Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Rebbe T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes away, talking about gutters, very much related to the family name, if you know or not, but let's talk a little bit about gutters. Here, Rebbe T with you on 147, Shabbos 147, looking at this idea, not the type of gutter we think of nowadays related to a house, a different kind related to the Talmudic times. Ula once visited the academy of Asi Barhini. There the students inquired of him, what of making a gutter on the Shabbos? Is it permissible or is it not? In this context, a gutter refers to a particular way of wearing a cloak. The notes point out here in the art school, Daf Yomi. The Gemara defines the term more precisely below. Is it permissible or not? The Gemara asked. He replied to them, thus said Rabbi Eli, it is forbidden to make a gutter on the Shabbos. What is meant by a gutter? Rabbi Zera said gutter refers to Babylonian pockets. The notes point out. In Talmudic times, people wearing particularly long cloaks or robes would ensure that the bottom of the garment did not drag on the floor by pulling up a section of the garment and creating a ruffle. The folds would then be fastened in place with threads that have been sewn into the garment specifically for this purpose. Rashi points out with Meiri, each of these folds resembled a kind of gutter or pocket, hence the term Babylonian pockets. Forming these ruffles and fastening them into place on the Shabbos is ruled to be putting the finishing touch on a garment. Maka Bepatish is therefore prohibited under this category. Maka Bepatish striking the final blow. See Rashi. Others say, in a different interpretation of the Gemara, in which Marzev is a cloak whose sides, the area normally draped over one's arms, are arranged in folds so they rest on one's shoulders. Under this interpretation, the Malacha in question is not striking the final blow, but transferring. For details of this approach, you can see the Rif in the Aruch and Ramban. So the idea here, if we take that approach, we take that commentary, Rashi pointing out about Maka Bepatish finishing the final touch so often, common for many of us, especially myself on Shabbos, you have to see something. I just want to fix this. Can I just turn this? Can I just do this? I forgot to open the umbrella. It's really sunny. Shabbos, really sunny. Yom Tov. Can I just twist it a little bit? Can I just turn it a little bit? I see something sticking out. Can I just unscrew that nail? Can I just pull out the nail, pull in the nail? It's a tiny thing. It really wouldn't do much. What is it going to hurt anybody? But it's putting the final touches on things. Sometimes you see a nail sticking out. If you gave one blow with a hammer, it would solve it. It would fix it. Or my dining room piece, my living room piece, I see a nail jutting out. Can I just push it in? I'll fix it and it'll be done. And then my shops can be enhanced. We have such a desire, such an urge to do so, but we can't do so. That's Maka Bepatish. That's finishing the touches on something. That's making something be complete, something to be finished. We want to do that, but we can't do that. Just as the Gemara talks about having the gutter of the clothing, he wants to just fix the hem, fix the fold. I don't want it to get dirty, you know, I don't want it to get ruined. I can't do it because I'm fixing the garment in that way, especially in Talmudic times. So too in our own lives, we want to fix something, we want to just tip off something, just fix a little bit. That would be fixing it completely, especially if that's the final stage of a garment or of an item. We can't do that Maka Bepatish. So keep in mind, even though you might have your gutters and your clothing gutters and your houses, you can't fix that on Shabbos. So two different elements we can't fix on Shabbos. Ensure your Shabbos is fully complete, even if you have the strong desire to fix something, we can't do it. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 148 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.